top 2 ways to build nationwide list of cash buyers. Let's talk about that. This is real estate wholesaling. If you're not familiar with real estate wholesaling, it's basically the heart and science. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about top 2 ways to build nationwide list of cash buyers. Let's talk about that. This is real estate wholesaling. If you're not familiar with real estate wholesaling, it's basically the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties and then putting them under contract, taking that contract and selling it to another person for a fee. It's a very lucrative business. You can do anywhere from $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. You can do anywhere from 5% to 20% of the actual after repair value of the property. And I say after repair value because for the most part, you're able to do deals like this typically when there's a distressed situation, there's a need for your help, there's a need to there's an actual particular need that needs to be filled, there's a problem that needs to be solved, okay? Because people will get say, hey, why would somebody give you a property for discount when they can get it for full? Because chances are the ownership of that property is a pain in their butt and they need to get rid of it. So you need to have a situation like that, which is why when we market, we target people that are in distressed situations so that our offer becomes valuable to them, okay, automatically by default. So when it comes to that, basically the majority of the work you need to do is marketing, finding dismotivated sellers, putting out marketing message using the right form of media, and then targeting the right market, which is basically people in distressed situations, and all of that. There's a heart and a science to it. We're gonna talk about that. But first of all, like I said, when you put a house under contract, you find buyers. You have to find cash buyers. Sometimes they're not necessarily cash, but they actually have access to resources and cash that will buy the property plus pay your fee for finding the discounted deal. And that's why ideally anyone will be looking for a way to find cash buyers nationwide, anywhere in the country. And I say that because we're in such a digital age, you don't have to be restricted to your backyard. Again, if you had to choose, obviously there's probably an advantage to working from your backyard. Some people say, hey, you can visit, you can go on the appointment. All of that is negligible when you know how to market, okay? We're gonna talk about that in a second here. All right, so, but in fact, there was a particular question that we're answering by shooting this video for you, and the person said, any special sites with list of buyers? Okay, yeah, there are tons of sites with list of buyers out there. You know, absolutely, there are tons of sites with list of buyers out there. Any site that lists public records of property transactions, real estate property transactions, including the county court, they record all of that information. So basically, they record people that are buying houses, buying real estate properties, and that's information you can access because it's public records. But some websites have done the job of making it easier for you so you don't have to leave your computer, okay? And you can have access to that kind of list. You have the listsource.com, you have myreipro.com, you have a ton of other resources out there. And I have my own that I use, the one that I recommend, which I don't want to recommend on this video because this video is evergreen. Any one of those platforms can disappear. But basically, you want to find out where you can generate leads of property public records, okay? That's the same place where you generate out-of-state owners, absentee owners, vacant properties, pre-foreclosures. All of that information is public records. In that same place, you can, for the most part, you can generate a list of buyers, people that have actually purchased the property cash down. How do they know? From day one of the ownership of that property, they have 100% equity in the property, which means they don't owe any money against the property. They don't owe any liens against the property, and that indicates that they paid cash for the property 99% of the time, okay? And that person is a cash buyer. So that list of those people that are paying which a lot of time will be LLC names, which means you can also trace back the owners of the LLC. That will become a valuable asset for you, and that's one place where you can generate the list of nationwide cash buyers. So the first way to generate the list of nationwide cash buyers is public records. That's number one, okay? But before I continue here, let me say this to you. The best way to find one is to network at your local real estate investors association or meetup. Is that the best one? That's somebody gave an answer, okay? When the person asked any special site with list, somebody said the best way is your local real estate association. Is that the best way? Some people say go to meetup.com to find them. Is that the best way? It depends, you know, it depends on what your game is. If you're trying to build this as a business, it's the worst way, as a matter of fact, because that doesn't involve any marketing. The only thing involved in that is networking, okay? And if you want to win big time as a business, you want to build a business, you want to use network marketing. You want to use network marketing, meaning not just networking, but you want to add marketing to that, meaning there's a skill set involved in that where you have to reach a lot of people, because you understand that out of those lot of people, some people are going to gravitate to whatever you're offering. You understand, it's a numbers game. So the marketing aspect of it involves collecting enough data so that you can attract the prospects that belong in your corner, okay? Meaning they will find value in what you have to offer. What you have to offer here as a wholesaler, real estate wholesaler or investor, or wholesale real estate investor, is to help somebody with a distressed property get rid of it, okay? You get rid of it by acquiring it at a discounted price, by helping them skip through going through realtors, listing the property, staging the home, and then all of that craziness. You can avoid all of that, right, by simply going there and say, hey, I'm gonna give you an offer, I'll give you a lower price in exchange for convenience and speed. That's the value you're bringing to the table. So if you go to your meetup, that's one you can network, but networking is supposed to amplify your marketing activities, your marketing endeavors, your marketing efforts, okay? If you don't have marketing, you can network all day long, it's not gonna happen for you. You're gonna waste a lot of time. You need both, okay? When you're just marketing and you're not networking, that's not good either, because you can actually leverage relationships of people that have seen you all over the place as an authority. You can leverage that to build things faster. For me personally, one place I can really do better is networking, as in physically go out to events and meet people. I can do better with that, but with my marketing skills, I'll do okay, you know. But I'm just saying, it's something to leverage. But if you just depend on networking and no marketing skills, you will suffer, okay? So if you believe in that answer, you have some other type of surprise coming for you. In my opinion, you need to do more than that to build your cash buyers list, okay? I want to review two ways that you can weaponize to have unlimited access to willing and able cash buyers in any part of the nation. So I already mentioned one, public records. The second one is called attraction marketing, okay? Attraction marketing is basically when you build a list as a professional marketer online. I hinted at this a little bit already, okay? I call it attraction marketing because you are actually going to be giving some kind of value to get these people on your list, okay? So you could put a report together, 18 biggest mistakes made by real estate investors, how to avoid them. You can put a small report, you can collect them together from reading all different blogs, watching different videos, commenting here and engaging in conversation, comment on other people, watch the comment areas of all the videos, and come up with your own thoughts. Become a thought leader, become a market leader, right? And then put that into a nice PDF report or a video and give that out for free in exchange for people's contact information, which can be a phone number, email address. It's easier for email address this time and age. We're in the digital age, okay? Some people will give you a phone number so you can reach out by text message, but also guess what you can reach out to them about? You have a property under contract, you need to sell it, you can sell it to that list, and you can build a list perpetually like that. So how do I do it? I wrote this book, which you can get access to for free. I wrote this book called Real Estate Money Secrets, 200 pages book full of nuggets, everything, Real Estate Money Secrets, right? I give this away for free, but they have to give me their email address, right? And that's how I build my cash buyer list. Who would be interested in Real Estate Money Secrets, right? who would be interested in that. That's somebody who can potentially be a buyer. So that's one way to build a buyer's list. So like I said, it could be a free report, it could be a free book, it could be a free video, anything of value, but it has information that can help them, right? Valuable information, you give that away for free in exchange for their email address, you build your cash buyer list, you build it a lot bigger, you control it, you can scale it, you can actually offer some other training on the back end of this where they can pick up something for $97, $47. You can offer affiliate products, right? Meaning you didn't create the product, right? That's why we call it attraction marketing, because you can actually turn it into what I call the funded proposer, where it funds itself. You can market the offer, a landing page with this offer, and when people pick this up, you make some money, but you're building your list simultaneously. So it's called a self-liquidating offer, or you can call it a funded proposer, where basically you're building your list and it's becoming free. You're spending some money to market that page, but then they're buying a little something less than $100 on the back end, less than $500, you know, let's just say, on the back end, and you make some money and you keep that rolling and you're building your list. When you have a property for sale, you offer it to that list. When you have other people trying to sell their property, you offer it and you get to JV like that. That's how to JV. When you joint venture with people, you actually have a value to bring to the table for them, meaning you have a list. Okay, that list is one of your biggest assets in this game. So those are the two ways to have a nationwide cash buyers list. Okay, public records is there, but also you can build it yourself by using attraction marketing. And I wanted to share that with you. Hopefully that was valuable information for you. Let me know what you think. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comment box below. Don't forget to download the books. You can go, just go to, I have this book, 300 pages, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, cover all of this, okay, in details. You can get it for free, both books for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.